We are in the middle of Taisvis, the Mamasl Daloi, and Taisvis is bringing down different halachas which are Negei and Huches Netila Shedai. Ve'im Shara Pitoi Bemayim. This is when the lines are still thin. Eight lines before the lines start getting wide. Bimshara pitay b'mayim. If a person went and soaked his pas in water, oyidiach b'hem esakelim, or he washed the kelim with the water, so Taisus brings down, if a person soaked pitoy b'mayim, oy hidiach b'mes ha-kelim, or he washed kelim, psulim l'netile. So this water is posel l'netile, and the psul is, because it's nasa boy meloche. There's a psul by mei netile. If it's nasa boy meloche, it's posel. Then it says further, v'im hidiach b'em yodav k'sherim. But it's, of course, hidiach b'em yodav k'sherim. Now, there are two pshotim in Shulchan Aruch, what hidiach b'em yodav k'sherim. And the first pshat is, that's what the Baal Tanura says in Masechtas Yodayim, v'toch es ha-glusko b'yodoy. That means he had some dough that he wanted to bake. And he wanted to cover the dough with water before he baked it. So he stuck his hands into the water and took out some water and he was meidiach the gluske with the water in his hands. So now, the water that was left in the keli, no meloche, was done with that water. He just took out water. The water in his hands he's not washing with that water. So that's how the Baal Tanura learns pshat in the Mishnah. The pshat in the Mishnah is that he did not make the gluske wet by sticking in the gluske in the water. If he stuck the gluske in the water, that's called he did malacha with the complete water. So the whole water is possible. But if he stuck his hand into the water to take out some water, so that is not called he did a malacha with the water in the keli, and that water is kosher. Then the Rama says, Moira de Kechidish, the Rama says as follows, Bohu adin, a second shot, Mayim shehanachtoin meidiach yodov behem min abotzeik biyodov. That it is speaking about that the Nachtam, the baker, used this water to clean his hands, and this is also not called Nasa by Malach. Now this is very difficult to understand. So the Mishnah Berurah brings down, number one, it's speaking about that if a baker is baking, and he's making bulkalach with his hands, usually his hands are clean. So, yodav nikim v'ein behem lichluch v'have ki hadochas kelim mudochem. That means it's brought down if a person will clean a clean keli with water. That's not called nasa boy meloche. Nasa boy meloche means he had a dirty keli and the water cleaned the keli. But if he had a clean keli and he washed it over again, that's not called nasa boy meloche. Zok the Mishnah Berurah, so number one, we're speaking about he's a baker, so he had clean hands, so the water did not clean his hands. So it's like a clean keli, so it's not called nasa boy meloche. But the Rama says, Shenachtim hidiach yodav min habotzek. It's speaking about that he has dough on his hands. No, so they're already, so the water took off the dough. So the Mishnah Berurah wants to say as far as Machmas habotzei tzach loimud loichoshiv meloche evshir mishum sheyochel asiram boloi hadocha. A very interesting svari also tadeichik par al kaponim tzaramot. He wants to say that melochim means if I need water to do this. So then it's called that I did melocha with the water. But since to separate the botzeik, that means if he has dirty hands, they're dirty with ink or something. So you need the water to clean the hands. So that's called he did a melacha with the water. The water, he did a melacha with the water. But if he has dough stuck to the hands, theoretically, if he wants to, he could just scrape off the dough without washing his hands. So memele, it's not considered that the water did a melacha. That's what he wants to say. And that's why it's the Rama says it's mutter. That's why the Rama says it's mutter. Now, let's go further. Now, Taisva says, Muradika alochis, though. Yeah. V'tzorich lishpoich mayim al yodov gimel pomim. Now, Taisva says, it's Muradika. That means we have to understand the Malei Taisus and Roda Taisus were before Mishnah Berurah, before Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, before anything. So Lamaise, so how are people going to know Hilchas Netilas Yadayim? So the learn Masechta Yadayim. Okay, that's a little difficult. It's a Shvera Masechta. So since we're learning that Hilchas Netilas Yadayim in Chulin, so Taisus brought in to Masechta's Chulin. You're learning Chulin with Taisus, and so you'll be able, so Taisus wants to stick in some loches which are very much negeya. So now Taisus says, "V'tzorech lishpoich mayim al yodov gimel pomim." Taisus says you have to pour water on your hands three times. What's the meaning of three? Pam rishayna k'dei la'aver tit v'dova hachoytzitz mal yodov. The first time, but we have to understand one thing, this is very, very interesting. We're doing this with a revius of mayim, and the revius is to cover the whole hand on both sides, and we're going to pour on it three times. Three times. Now what is the purpose of the three times? Pam rishayna k'dei la'aver tit v'dova hachoytzitz mal yodov. That if there is something that is chaitzit, so the chiddush is, the Biraloch explains, I don't say, I'll pour the mayim, and the mayim will do a dual job. It'll take off the chitzitze, and at the same time, it'll be metayot hands. No. You have to have yodayim tahoyreis mechatzitze, and the kiyais mechatzitze before you start washing. So first you take a chelik of this revius, and you pour on the hand. Here the Sharetzin says, I mean, if it's only dirty on one hand, on two fingers, you don't have to pour on the whole hand. The first netile, what we're doing is just to take off chetzitzes, wherever the chetzitzes are. That's the first shtife, the first pouring of the revius. Upam shnia, now you pour a second time, letayer yodov, to be metayer the hands. You metayer the hands, you pour water over the whole hand. Upam shlishes, letayer oison mayim. So now we have a very interesting phenomenon in Hilchas Netilas Yodayim. The mayim that is metayer the hand, is metayer the hand, okay? The hand becomes toil, but the mayim in this process of being metayer the hand becomes tamei from the hand. So now I have a toil dike hand with tamei dike water on it. So now I have to get rid of the tamei dike water. Now perhaps one will ask a shayla, that's your whole problem. So dry your hands, finished. Dry your hands. If the problem is the tummy dicker water, dry your hands. So there's a bir alocha later that brings down this kasha. And the bir alocha says a very interesting tale. The bir alocha says, it could very well be, this water is tummy. you're going to dry your hands, and could be the towel is not too absorbent, so you have some of the stomach water on the towel. And if you're going to touch now this stomach water, your hand is going to become tummy. So my male, they didn't want that. They wanted, or so they wanted. It means after the water went off your hand, you can touch it. It's going to be metame your hand. So my male, they said, you pour another time on the water, and that's metaya of the water. That's the mayim shniyim. That means if, let's forget about the first water that was used to take away chatzitza, which is not always necessary, but the essential components of the tilus yadayim is mayim rishonim letayer es hayadayim, umayim shniyim letayer es hamayim rishonim. That's what we do. Reim muchach bekama duchtim b'meseches yadayim. You learn to meseches yadayim. Shatzorich mayim rishonim ushniyim. You need mayim rishonim ushniyim. Umiyu. Now, agavuche, there's a muradik bir aloche. The bir aloche, he says, I mean, there's others that hold that these three times Yippur. So the bir aloche is amazed how with one revius, how you can pour three times on the hand and there'll be enough. That's muradik. Anyway. So, umiyu. Now, Taisu says a chiddush, which we paskin like this. Im bepam achas shoyfech mayim harbei kishir revius yodov toires. Now, you could avoid the mayim shniyim if you pour a revius bepam achas. Let's make it, either you pour a revius on each hand, which is gevaldik. And what do we accomplish? A revius has a shame mikveh, because you can have a mikveh that has a shir revius. A mikveh is not mekabel tumen. So if you pour a revius on each hand, or someone else, let's say, pours a revius on both hands, so that water has a shame mikveh, is not mekabel tumen, and then it's gevaldik, so then your hands are toil. The mayim is to inshallah mal Yisrael. And Taisa says, where do I see this? Disnan b'meseches yadayim. Now there's a mishnah meseches yadayim. This is Taisa's girse. Now we're just going to say pshat in the mishnah the way Taisa says, the way Taisa is understood. And perhaps all the halachas of the Mishnah we will not be able to comprehend the oimek hadvarim, but let us just learn the Mishnah. Yodoy achas b'shtifa achas. The Mishnah says as follows. If you only have to wash one hand for some reason, there's cases, I think, in Masechtas Brachos, you only have to wash one hand. Yodai achas b'shtifa achas. If you wash one hand, you don't have to make mayim shniyim. You don't have to make mayim shniyim, but yodai achas, we'll see soon, it's not so posh. B'shtifa achas. Yodai toira, bad yad is toira. Shtei yodav b'shtifa achas, what if you want to pour with one shtife both hands? Rabbi says, no, one shtife on two hands, the hands are tame. Ad sheyito merevius. Unless you pour the whole revius on your two hands, then it'll be kosher. But if you don't pour the whole revius on both hands, one shtife is not enough, you have to make two shtifes. Perish. Vafilu boin mishiyori tare, the loy boy revis kshenaito bishtei shtifais. Now, we're going to learn soon in the Gemara, and Taisvis mentions now the concept of shiyori tare. Shiyori tare is as follows. The halacha is, that you have to have a keli that's machzik a revius, that's a din in the keli, and you also have to have a revius of mayim in the keli, and then you can pour, you don't have to pour the whole revius, you can pour whatever amount of water is needed, you make mayim shniyim, you can have some water left over in the keli. But there is a unique case that you can start off with less than a revius water in the keli, and you can be metar yodov. This unique case is a case of shiore tare, which means I had started washing Reuven's hands, and I continue to wash Shimon's hands with the remaining water. So even though when I'm washing Shimon's hands, he's getting washed from less than a revius, because I had started using the revius for Reuven. Afalpikin, that's called shiore tare, it's shirayim from mayim hametarim. So it's also metarim. So therefore by shiore tare, the din is, I do not need a revius of mayim in the keli to wash the hands, if it's shiore tare. So now it says by two hands, I'm washing two hands, shtifa achas, once pouring on both hands, is not sufficient, even though it's from shiore tare, I need two shtifas. Two shtifas is good. Or I need a revius in the keli and to pour a revius all at once on the keli. So let us just say the without understanding anything, but let us just say the halach is what the Mishnah tells us. The Mishnah tells us so far, if my whole inches is only to be metayer one hand, I can be metayer this hand without pouring a whole revius on it, b'shtifa achas. If I want to be metayer two hands, and then I need two shtifas, one shtifa will not be good. When will one shtifa be good? If there's a revius in the keli, and I pour the whole revius. That's what the Mishnah says. Look, just see the words now in the Mishnah. It's not in Maseches Yudaim. Yodei achas, mishtifa achas. Yodei toiro. Shtei yodov, mishtifa achas. I didn't pour a whole revius, there's not a whole revius in the keli. Rameya metamei, ad sheyit, mishtifa achas is no good. Shtei shtifa is good. When will one shtifa be good? He should pour a whole revius on his hands, then one shtifa will be good. Then you won't need a revius on the two hands. Then that'll be good. But with one shtifa, you need a whole revius on both hands. Tzorich revius b'shtifa zu. Aber b'neitel yodei achas loy tzorich revius ki yosu mishiyure tare al shtei oiso shtifa merubo kishtayim. So now Tosfos is just telling us the gidrei haloche. That means that if you pour a revius on the hands, then there's no need of mayim shniyim. That's it. If you don't pour a revius, if you do not pour a revius on your hand, you pour less than a revius, then the halacha is like this. If you're washing two hands, you need two shtifas. So we mentioned before the lumdis, that the first shtifa is metayah the hand, and the second shtifa is metayah the yadayah. But by one hand, with one shtifa that has the amount of water that is needed for two shtifas is sufficient. How this works, that one has to be a bigger bokeh, Masechtas Yodayim, understand it. The Mishnah Achoyne asked the Kasha, what's the chilek with one hand and two hands here? Here it's sufficient, shtifa achas, that's merube kishtayim, by two hands need mamish kishtayim, mamishtayim, that we have to be a bigger bokeh in Masechtas Yodayim to fully appreciate this halacha. And the next Taisvis, V'i b'ziyeh davlo, b'kainis mashke melef laifi. That we had a case in the Gemara we were speaking about that one cannot be table his hands in the Arisa, in the Tzinner, and for a multitude of reasons, there's not the Aboim Sorash, he said, the Shuvim Taisvis said, but if, when the person is pouring from the bucket into the tzinah, and he has a bucket that has a hole in it, and it's kainis mashke, so we have over here that there's nitzek chibo, and the stream from the bucket is going into the nor, the stream from the pesach of the bucket, that's the stream from the hole, the stream from the opening of the bucket is growing and it's going into the tzinah, and it's called one big chibur, and the water in the tzinah is mechubur to the noah. So Mamela has said the noah, no problem of shumim, no problem of memso, and it's good. Bibiziyeh, davlo, bekoinis mashke, melef lifey. So then it's mechubur, the mayim in the tzinah to the mayim of the noah. So Taisus says, "Va'av agav the linyan tvilas kol gufay loymahani." If I'd make a similar tvila with such a kule, it would not help. Mitrei taimi, the nitzik ein echibu by mikvois nitzik ein echibu. If the whole dava machaber is a stream going from one level to another level, you have a stream going that cannot be mechaber to mikvois. Let's say I have a mikveh, I have here like a waterfall. I have a mikveh, let's say on the top, and then I have underneath it there's a chibur from mayim going from the top mikveh to the middle mikveh, and it's running into that. And let's say the second mikveh does not have a shia memso, the first mikveh is a shia memso, but it's mechubah, the second mikveh is mechubah to the first mikveh, as the chibur of nitzuk, there's a stream of water going, so the loch is nitzik einay chibur, nitzik einay chibur. This flow is not called a chibur. That's by mikvois, number one. And number two, there's another thing. If you have two mikvois, let's say, how are we machsher our mikvois? If we assume that that's a mikveh, there's mayim shuvim. So how we are machsher the mikveh? So there's a boyer of make shomim next to the mikveh, and there's a hole, and there's a chibur of the mei hamikveh to the make shomim. And it's machsher the mea mikveh, fine. But there's a certain diameter that this hole needs. You need a certain diameter. 2 fingers, I think. You need a certain diameter. And over here, this whole dova machaber is a small hole of kainis mashke, which does not have the size of Shveiferes Hanoid, which is needed to be mechaber to mikvois. Linyan Gabi Revius Yodayim Lo Yichmiru. But here they weren't machmel. I just have a shikul problem. I would understand better the Taisvis if Taisvis said Gabi Tvilas Yodayim. Taisvis said Revius Yodayim. I don't know. I mean, Revius is Bechala Hoshaila Tutarutzim and Taisvis. We can make Tvila Bechlal in the Revius. Let us go further in the Gemara. Zok the Gemara Baita, and I will learn a multitude of different halachas legabi netilas yadayim. Ba'amar Rava said, kli shenikev b'kainis mashke, if you have a keli, and there is a hole of kainis mashke in this keli, a neitlin mimena liyadayim, so this keli is possible for Netilas Yodayim. But let us just explain this halacha a little. It means as follows. It means, let's say you have a keli, and the hole is, let's say, towards the bottom of the keli, So therefore, if it's all the way on the bottom, we'll understand this perfectly. So then, it doesn't have a base. It's not a kli kibble because the water will run out. If you have a hole which is over the level of a revius, that means, let's say, the revius is the keli holds the revius up to the 2/3 of the keli of a revius, but then you have a hole over here. So, Mamela, we have to understand as follows. Over the hole doesn't have a teres keli, because over the hole, it can't be mekabel mayim. So, if one can pour through the hole, then it's good. If one can pour through the hole, because that means from the, till the bottom of the hole, it's a kosher keli. So, one can pour through the hole. If one will pour over the hole, let's say you pour on the other side of the keli over the hole, then it's possible because the water is not coming from a keli, because from where the water is coming from, it's no base kibble over there, because the water will run out. So this was Omar Rava Klisha Nike Bekoinis Mashke, a neitel mimena liyadayim, it's a posel a keli. Zokta Rashi, Klisha Nike Vlav Keliu Derabonon Klitikon. You have to wash from a keli. Another aloche. Vamarove, kli she'ein by revius, ein noitli mimena liyadayim. If there's not a revius of water in the keli, you're not allowed to wash your hands. Eini, vamarove, kli she'ein machzik revius, ein noitli mimena liyadayim. Rove once said that if the kli cannot hold a revius, you can't wash from it. But if the kli can hold the revius, avagav the less, but even though there's no revius in it, it's also good. And here, so we have Astir and Rava. One place Rava says there has to be a revius of mayim in the keli. And another place Rava said that you need a keli that holds the revius, but you don't need a revius of mayim in the keli. So it's Astir and Rava. Leikasha holechat holetrei. One person is washing, he has to start off with a revius of mayim. Holetrei, two people are washing, that's the cheshben of shiurei tare, the sanye me revius noitum liyadayim leechot. One person, there has to be a revius in the keli. Vafilu lishnayim, that means if you started with a revius, so even though by the second one, when you're pouring on his hand, there was no revius in the keli, there's a concept of shiurei tare. So Rashi, lechad v'letrei, lechad revius binin, mitchila avoletrei, shehoye boi revius, v'notol arishen, v'acha kach notol asheni, that means it's consecutively one after the other, avgav lehav revius until asheni, shapodomi, hoyol mishiurei tare, also to the meposh lekamei mei revius. Omar lei Rav Sheshes la meima, kapdisu amone, were you makbid that the keli should be whole? Omar lei, yeah, sure, I'm makbid. Achazuse, are you makbid that the water should have a proper color, it should look like water, it shouldn't have a, Omar lei, yeah, sure, the water has to have a maramai. Ashiyure, are you makbid that there should be a revius of mayim in the keli? Amalei, definitely. Ikeda amri, that's one losh. Ikeda others say, och amalei, amon nevachazusa kabdinim. That should be a kli sholem, that it should have a mara mayim a makbid. Ashiyure, loy kabdinim. But it's irrelevant if it has a shiur of a revius in the keli. Even it's less than a revius. The sanya may revius noitum liyadayim leechot vafilu lishnayim. So it says the Mishnah that two people can also wash from a revius, even though by the second person it started when there was less than a revius. So if I can't, I'm not makpid on the revius. And Moses says, v'loyi, shani hosam mishum dekosam mishyorei tare. There comes mishyorei tare, that's why it is permissible. Let's see what Rashi says. Kabdisu amone, shikli sholem. Chazuse, sheben maramayim. Hashiure, the revius, the kosmi shirei tar, aber mikoret zog shebe revius. So Toisves, kabdisu achazuse, bohod esnam emesechas yadayim. Nofel bem dioi ekan kantum. We learned a Mishnah Mesechtas Yadayim that if some ink fell into it or died, nishtanu mareim psulim. So there's an off in the din. So what did he ask him? Kabdisa Jesus. Learn Mesechtas Yadayim. We see clearly that it's possible. So Taisa says, Dol mahani mili l'trumim. Could be the Mishnah speaking about trume that were made by chulim. The Mara says he wanted to bring a raya from the Mishnah that you don't need a revi'ah. So the Mara says, no, over there the shiori tarim. Mashma the mikori boy lameima, that fill a rishin lay boy shir. I mean, that's it. He wanted to bring a raya. He said, no, only the sheni because it's shiori tarim. But tame it. The behed yiktoni may revi'ah slechot. The Mishnah says, close. One person needs a revi'ah. So, how did he want to say, by one person, also you don't need a visa? Mishlam de masnisna le trume. The Mishnah is speaking about trume, but the daikmane te reich, da fulu le trume. Loi bin in shir le shayne, wadin bechulen af le rishayne. That's what he held. He held that chulen is gringer than trume, o masik de shani osm dosum mishir etar. No, chulen is not gringer than trume, this is not good. Just like by trume, you need one person needs a revius, that is by just like by Trume, so by Chulun also. Zakte Gemara weiter. Askin Rabbi Yaakov Minahar Pocket Natlo Bas Revioso. Rabbi Yaakov Minahar Pocket made a glass keli that had the shear of a revius, and everyone came to him to measure their kelim. If it does have a revius, it doesn't have a revius, but they knew by Rabbi Yaakov there's a keli that has a reliable revius, and they measured their kelim with him. It was a glass keli. Asking Ravashi Behutzel Kusa Bas Rabbi Yosef. Ravashi did the same thing in Hutzel, but he did it with a kli cheres. Va'om Harove, another din. Magoifes Chavis, the cover of a barrel, Shetikna, you were massacring it, Neitlin Mimeno Liyodayim. Now here, we have to understand like this. There are a few problems. We'll see it's a Machlekes Rashi and Taisus. But let's first say Rashi. A cover of a barrel, a fellow will say the cover, turn the cover upside down, it has a base kibble, but this cover was not made to be mekabel mashkin. That's not the purpose. The purpose is to cover the chavis that has mashkin inside of it. So now we want to make this cover should be kosher l'netilas yadayim. So it's magoifes chavis shetikno. He was mesaken it. We'll see him, but we're speaking about what he did. Neitlin mimeno liyadayim. After the tikkun, it's now usable for netilas yadayim. What does Rashi say? Kuzo shalcher shetikna chokeko lekabel revius. It seems this cover had a thickness, and now he dug into the cover. And now there's a, it can be mekabel a new revius. The Prima Godem says it's speaking about that before also was mekabel a revius, but the kabbalas revius from before was an oimet to be mekabel mashkin, even though it was shallow and could be mekabel a revius. So now you want to make it a keli, so if you're chaykik in this cover, and now it's mekabel two revius, so then it gets a teres kli that's kosher until shadayim. Chok hakol akabal revius avagav de mikor elav lishti mushi begav avido. Even though in the beginning the purpose of this cover was not to be used as a base kibbul, ve'ein chalala osui l'teichoy, the cholol, the hollowness of the inside of the cover was not made to be used as a base kibbul. But with this tikkun, it will become a keli. That's Rashi Shita. Bagoyfes chavish etiknas etoisves.
Chavish Perish Pugunish Shechokiko. Nire, Tyson said, the Boloi Chakike Hirevius, Eloshe Meshupasi. This is what to say a different shot. The problem by the cover is, when you put the cover upside down, we're talking about a cover that has already a base kibble from the inside. But the problem is, if you put the cover upside down, it is not flat. It seems the covers, Bisman Chazal, were a little pointy. So you put it upside down to hold water, the cover will bend over and the water will spill out. So chokaka means over here, I flatten out the pointy chalik of the cover, and now it rests. So the water that's put into this cover it holds the water. That's how Taisus Lansha. Nira the Baloi Chakiki Rebis, without a Chakiki it had a Rebis before, Elamishubas Shemish Shupasi, it's slanty, pointy. You can only hold water if you're holding it. Can kisi kaisi shel kesev, like the covers of a kaisi shel kesev, a kisi kan kanim. V'tikna, the tikkun is einu she hirchiva milamato. He made it broad on the bottom of this cover. Achei shevish lay misumeches. Now it will rest without smich, you don't have to support it. The kaidim shetikna ain't lemimena. Why? The ain't beis kibul shalachoshev. It's considered it doesn't have a beis kibul. Kivin shimbo lahoishev b'loy smiche. Since if you would put it down without supporting it, oh, you are mayim lishpochim. Benishabem revius. So it's considered a kli that does not hold a revius. Even though it does hold a revius, if you hold it up, it holds a revius. But mitzat atzma, it cannot hold a revius because it's going to go on a slant and the water will spill out. A neutral man of a chemash mesech is yadayim, the choshim agayif is chavis bad yitfon is hakeilim, dein mechassorim chakik of ish en yosh mishlam is amochim kedefrishis. It seems the mesech is yadayim, this is put next to the walls of a keli, which also have a base kibul, but they have a problem. They are not misumochim, they will not support themselves. So that's how Tosis learns Pshat. Chemes ukvisha shetiknon noitlim behem liyadayim. It could be this chemes ukvisha, which is a type of a kli oyer that's marzik mayim. Tikna could be over here, here it's aimed to hold water, but perhaps could be the tikna is that again, that it can support itself without you holding it. Chemes akvisha mini noide shalayahain, so not only that. Sak vekupa, here's a very interesting halacha. A person had a sack. Now, a sack is, you put water in a sack, so the water will drip out. It's not, will not hold in the water. So here, we're saying that a person went, and he covered the inside of the sack with tar or pitch or something that makes it, that should hold water. He's making it now that's going to hold water. Sack v'kupa afopisha mekablim, a neutlim mehem liyadayim. That means I don't have a keli to start off with. Ein melachtam lemayim. It's not a keli for mayim. Deruban ein mekabli mayim. So just making that water will not leak out will not in any way be machshe the sack. So it doesn't have a teiras keli. It doesn't have a teiras keli to be used for netilas yadayim.